Praise the Lord, saints, and good morning. Let us rejoice and be glad, because this is truly a day that the Lord has made. Our meditation this morning will be from Exodus 14, verse 13, from the King James Version. And Moses said unto the people, "Fear not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today." We are presently going through COVID-19 protocols, such as sheltering in place, social distancing, upgraded hygienic practices, and anything else our medical professionals and scientists advise us to do to stay healthy. We're kind of in a situation similar to the children of Israel as they were distancing themselves from the Egyptians. They were led to the shores of the Red Sea. They looked back and saw the Egyptian army approaching. Fear grabbed them, and they lost all control. They didn't know what to do. They even challenged their leadership, Moses, who was being led by God every step of the way. And as we look at the media, we see the same thing happening. Now, I'm not saying that all of our leaders are led by our Heavenly Father, but I will say he has given us enough wisdom to know the difference. He has given us his holy word that is unchanged. Whether you read the Old or New Testament, his word resounds with the statement, "Be still and see my salvation and deliverance from every situation." His word also says to be patient and anxious for nothing. He is forever beside us to lead us, protect us, provide shelter for us, comfort us in our times of need. We just have to remain faithful and listen to our spirit-filled leaders and our leaders that are truly guided by his Holy Spirit, and never forget his promises. Amen. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank you, Father, for bringing us together this morning. We thank you, Father, for the protective hand that has been upon us since we last met. We thank you, Father, for all the goodness that you provide for us, and the things that you provide for us, our food, our shelter, clothes on our back, and everything that you do for us. You provide protection for us. You protect us from all dangers, seen and unseen. And you're there for us, Father, when we're crying out and there's no one there to listen, but you, we know that you are there, and we thank you for that. We ask you, Father, this morning to increase our faith as we look toward the challenges that we're facing. We pray, Lord, for a stronger trust to help us trust in you more and give us the patience to wait on you, Father, as you map out a plan for our deliverance. We thank you for all these things, Father, because without you, we can do nothing. And we thank you, Father, for forever being by our sides. We ask you, Father, for us to be united in our support to our spirit-filled leaders. Because, Father, help us to understand. We need to understand that you speak to them and give them instructions that you don't give to the body. And we thank you for that conversation that you have with them, because you have placed them in that position to lead us. And through them, through you, they are doing that. And we thank you for them, dear Father. We ask you that you remember our first responders and their families, Lord. They are struggling and trying to meet the needs of the public. The families are not being able to spend time with their fathers, mothers, sisters, or brothers because they are living separate lives, separate households, and it is what they're doing that is in the best interest for their families. But we thank you, Father, for their sacrifices. We ask you to remember the healthcare workers, as they are truly on the front lines providing care to the COVID patients as well as people that are having other illnesses that need their attention. We pray, Lord, for their level of stress that they are under, Father, that you would relieve them and help them to release that stress so that it doesn't cause them to have breakdowns and physical issues, Father, that will come from long periods of stress, Father. We ask you to remember our educators, Father, as they're working from home and trying to educate our children and keep them on the right track of learning and so that they won't fall behind. We thank you for their sacrifice, dear Lord. We ask you to remember those that are under the care of our great physician, those that are unable to even punch the buttons to listen to your broadcast, that someone has to be able to help them. And we thank you, Father, for those healthcare workers that are working with them to provide their needs. We ask you, Father, to remember our church family as we gather together this morning, as we continue to pray with one another throughout the week. Help us to maintain our level of strength. Help us to maintain our courage. Help us to maintain our faith as we look to you, Father, for all the needs that we need to have met. And lastly, Father, but not least, we ask you to remember our pastor. We thank you for her, dear Lord. We thank you for the dedication that she has to this church family, to this body. We thank you, Father, for a dedication that she exhibits to anyone that is in need, Father, anyone that you place in her path that needs you. We know, Father, that she is here to meet the needs of all who needs her and all who need you. She is your voice that is crying in this wilderness. And we thank you for it. We ask you to continue to bless her in her body and give her strength and help her to be restored when she has that time that she needs to recover. Give her the grace that she needs, Father, to endure and stand up under all of this. We thank you for her, dear Father, and we thank you for putting her in our midst. And we'll give you all the glory and all the praise and all the honor for everything that is done, dear Lord. Everything is done that has your hand on it. We say thank you. In the name of your Son, Jesus, we say amen. Have a blessed week, saints. God loves you, and so do I.